Okay, good morning. This morning's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Devora Bas Pinchas. The neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, what we're going to do today, and I doubt we're going to finish today, is the halachas of Borer. We have just a thank you to the first four or five women that were here for the first two shiurim a few months ago were on Borer. It was a request to do Borer again, since many of us were not here at that point. And it's a good review for those who are here already. I have just a few things I want to discuss, something we were talking about last week, not so much in regards to muksa, but in regards to defrosting and freezing items and the little bit ice particles on the challah and things like that. I checked into those things. Also, we're going to have something about the noodles, which I looked more into, and we'll get to that towards the end of the year. I'm afraid if I start talking about the noodles, it'll take the whole 45 minutes. So let's discuss the malacha of borer. Borer is selecting or sorting on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, that borer is one of the most difficult prohibitions to avoid in violating the Shabbos. If a person doesn't know the halachos of borer, and if a person doesn't know the halachos in general of Shabbos, then it's very hard to go the entire Shabbos without desecrating the Shabbos. And borer is the prime example because it comes up in so many different ways, by foods and by non-foods, and many times throughout the Shabbos. So it's important to know what things are permitted, what things are not permitted throughout the Shabbos in regards to borer. One thing that's also very good to know is that, let's say a person does borer. I mean, we're going to learn the halachos, and of course it's never going to happen again that we're ever going to violate borer. But if a person does see somebody who violates borer, the halacha is that if it was done by mistake, then you are allowed to get benefit from what you just selected. Food, and for sure by non-foods, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, that if it was done by mistake, then that is permitted. That's a rule in general, by cooking and things like that, that if it was done on purpose, then you're not allowed to get benefit from it. If it was done by mistake, then you are. I would imagine that most of us don't have like a Yetzer Hara to do it, and then we did it on purpose. Generally speaking, if we did it, oh my gosh, I can't believe that was borer, or I didn't realize the halacha, that's all included in done by mistake. And if it happens, you're still allowed to get benefit, but of course, you know, something should be avoided in the first place to do something even by mistake. Like we said many times, every malacha that we have on Shabbos is based on what was done in the Midbar, in the desert, when making the Mishkan. There was borer when, let's say, they made the bread for the Lechem Apanim, or other acts that they did, they, after the threshing, so there's little particles, there's dirt particles that needs to be separated from the grains, from the wheat, whatever it is. So that was the borer in the Mishkan. We're going to go through many different parts of borer. I know you're going to have lots of questions. Let's keep the questions to what was said already. I mean, if it's something, well, what about this? What about, we're gonna, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we're gonna cover everything, and we'll go step by step, and I'm sure you'll have plenty of questions we'll be able to discuss along the way, or at least after this year. The way out of borer, now this we're gonna touch upon many, many times throughout borer, is that when we select, when you do borer, so that's forbidden, the way, one of the ways out of borer, to do not borer, to the act that I'm doing is considered not a borer act, not a selecting act, is to make it derech achila. Derech achila. Derech achila means to eat, derech means the way. So if something is considered the normal way of eating, or when it's referring to non-foods, then we say the normal way of preparing the clothes for tomorrow, the normal way of doing jewelry, preparing jewelry, the normal way of cleaning toys, but the normal way of eating by food, then that's not considered borer, because that's not called selecting, that's not sorting, that's just the way I eat. What makes something into derech achila? What makes something into the normal way of eating? So you need to have three conditions to make that permitted, to make it into derech achila. You need to have all three conditions. Those three conditions are, you need to do ochel mitoch psoles. Ochel means the food, or by non-foods it means the desired object. Mitoch psoles, from the non-desired object, from the waste. And we'll see, what does it mean, ochel, what does that mean, psolas exactly, we'll have to get into it. But you need to have number one, you have to take the good from the bad. You also have number two, is to do it for immediate use, miyad, it has to be for immediate use. We'll see more about what's immediate use. Does it have to be only 2 seconds later? We'll get into that more in the end, what's considered immediate use. And number three is, it has to be done with your hands. Biyad has to be done with your hands. And we're going to discuss that more at length as well. So it has to mamash be physically with my hands. I can't use a fork. I can't use a spoon, a ladle. We'll see. Each one will take step by step. But it has to be ochal mitoch psolas, the good from the bad. It has to be for immediate use. And it has to be with your hands. That's the way to make a derech achila. So let's first discuss the details of ochel mitoch psolas, of taking the food from the waste. It has to be taking the good from the bad. Now, when we say that something is waste and you're not allowed to take the waste from the good, of course, when we say that that's forbidden because you're not taking the good from the bad, it's also to take the bad from the good, that is forbidden even if it's not waste, that it's something that belongs in the garbage or something that's totally spoiled. You all know that even if it's something that I don't desire now, something that I don't want, even though it's really totally fine, but I don't want it, so then that is also considered psolas. That is also considered the waste. For example, let's say I have a salad of cucumbers and tomatoes. So I like cucumbers, but let's say I don't like tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes whatsoever, even if I'm not allergic to it, but some. I don't like the taste of these tomatoes. So then, of course, I'm not allowed to remove the tomatoes from the mixture of the tomatoes and cucumbers, because for me, the tomatoes is considered psolas. That's considered waste for me. I don't want it. There's a tremendous discussion about the following. Let's stick to our example of cucumbers and tomatoes. Let's say I want both the cucumbers and I want the tomatoes. I like them both. I want to eat both. But I don't want to eat them together. I want to eat them separately. Or my child, whatever it is. I'm doing it for somebody that they don't want to eat it together. I don't like the way it tastes together. I want to eat them separately. I have a mixture of cashews and almonds, or almonds and raisins, or something like that, a nut mix. So, some type of mixture that I want both, but I don't want both together. I want to eat them separately. So that it's a tremendous discussion, it's major machlokuses, and I spent a very long time trying to work out how to come out. What basically I would tell you is the following. If it's for both immediate use, meaning I want to eat the cucumbers now, I want to eat the tomatoes now, just I don't want them together, I just want them separately. So there we say that that's permitted, because that's not considered psolas, that's considered ochel. And ochel, for it to be forbidden, it has to be psolas mitoch ochel, the bad from the good. If I want both immediately right now, I just happen to want it separately, so that we say is considered ochel and ochel, that's good and good. If it's for immediate use, I'm allowed to separate them, even though I'm separating, but of course I'm doing it with my hands and I'm doing it for immediate use, that's not even considered psolas because that is for immediate use. If it's not for immediate use, but it's for much later, I want these tomatoes, but I don't want these tomatoes now. I want to eat these tomatoes for Shalosh Shudas, right? And now I'm having the Shabbos Day Suda. I want to eat the cucumbers now, and I want to have the tomatoes in a couple hours. I want to have the almonds in a couple hours. So that we say that then that's not permitted. Even though I want to eat both, and I like both, and I'm going to eat both, and I plan on eating both in a couple hours, but since right now I'm not interested in the tomatoes, I want to eat just the cucumbers now, I'm just giving this example, but you could apply this to many different situations. If I want to eat it a couple hours later, since right now I do not want it, so then we say that that's considered psolas as far as you're concerned, even though you like it, but it's for later.
It's not with your hand.
But a fork is considered with the hands.
It is.
A fork is, we'll see, we'll get to what is considered not a hand, but if you do it just because you want to keep the food clean or your hands clean, that's considered your hands. If, let's say, it's not for immediate use, but it's not for much later, but it's for during this meal. It's for during this meal, meaning the beginning of the meal, I want to have this as my appetizer, let's say a fruit cup, and I want to have only the pineapples as my appetizer. But the mandarin oranges, that I have a great idea, I'll save that for dessert. In about an hour, I'll save that for dessert. But it's all part of this meal. So there is a big machlokas. Rabbi Yashiv says it's mutter. Shmuel Shabbos Kochosa says it's mutter. I saw brought there, Moshe Feinstein says that that's usser. I can't, like I've told you a number of times before, I'm not going to be the one to decide. If Rabbi Yashiv has a kula, usually I'm confident with going with that, because usually, generally speaking, Rabbi Yashiv is a machmir. If he comes across and says a kula, usually that's something that I feel confident relying on. However, on the other hand, if Rav Moshe has a chumrah, usually Rav Moshe is more makel, he's known to be more makel. I always want to make a list of machlokes between Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Moshe. That Rabbi Moshe is the machmir and Rabbi Yashav is the mekel. But here's another example. We had muksa by medicine. We had a machlokes that was that way. I can't tell you what to do. Some English svarim go with Rabbi Yashav. Some English svarim go with Rabbi Moshe. That is a machlokas for later on in the meal. Definitely, as far as borer is concerned, if you could be machmir, that's the best. But if it's for immediate use, then we say, you know, that for sure you could rely on for immediate use, because that's considered both. That's considered both ochel.
Let's say it's not for you; it's for like two kids. You know, like you have a mix of jelly beans. One wants the red, one wants the green.
Okay.
So can you do that? It's not like you're eating both. One kid wants red, one kid wants green.
I would say that's also considered ochel and ochel because they both want it. But I would think that's the same idea. If it's for immediate use for them right there, then that would be allowed. They're not going to save the jelly beans for later anyway. So for that would be immediate use. I imagine that would also be allowed. Yeah. That's as far as ochel and psoles. Well, one more thing. Okay.
But isn't it, all right, this is also good and good. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Furthermore, as far as ochel and psoles, the only time you could have borer, which is something obvious, but just to bring it out, the only way you could have something that's borer is if there's a mixture. I mean, the exact translation is that if you have a mixture of two types of food or objects, and then you select, so then that's considered borer. But it has to be a mixture, and it has to be two types of food. So we need to discuss what exactly is considered a mixture. It has to be that, you know, it's considered something mixed. Now, like we've mentioned a number of times before, not always is something clear in the Mishnah Berurah, clear in the Gemara, clear in the Paiskim, what is considered a mixture. We need to know the general rule, and then we have to plug it in to each and every case. So let's discuss what's considered a mixture. If you have large pieces of something in something that's smaller, meaning, or in a liquid, if you have a large piece of chicken in a chicken soup, so then that large piece of chicken, especially since it's opposite a liquid, that large piece of chicken is not considered mixed with the chicken soup. If someone serves you a bowl of chicken soup and there's a big piece of chicken inside, and you don't want the chicken inside, so you wanna put it back in the pot. So the chicken is considered psoles, right? So you're taking it out. That's borer. No, it's not borer because it's not considered a mixture. You have a large piece of chicken in the chicken soup. You have a large carrot in the chicken soup. So then that's not considered a mixture. Let's say the carrot is small. Okay, so then it would be considered a mixture. How small is small? It's hard to know. If you're not sure, I would advise, you know, to be machmir in this area. It's hard to know what exactly is considered large, what's considered small. But just from other examples, there needs to be a dramatic difference in size and consistency. And again, clearly by solid and liquid, it doesn't have to be a huge piece of chicken. Even if it's not so huge, it could be considered separate. Rabbi Yashav says, let's say you have a soda cap that fell in your cup of soda. So, you know, of course you don't want the soda cap inside the soda. So you're about to take it out and someone screams at you, no, it's borer, right? Because you're taking the bad from the good. You want to drink the soda and the cap is, you know, it's wasted. We don't want it right now. Rabbi Yashav says it's not a problem because the soda cap is totally distinguishable. It's not part of the soda. It's not supposed to be there. And therefore, that's not considered mixed with the soda. And therefore, that is not a problem. Other places can say also ice in soda. And to me, that was a surprise, but the awesome place can that say that. How big the ice cube has to be, I can't tell you exactly. But if it's a big piece of ice that happened to, you know, fall in from the pitcher of juice or whatever it is, then it's a big piece. So that's not considered mixed, even though you would think it's mixed, but you don't want it there because it's going to water down the orange juice. It's going to water down the soda. So you want to take it out. The place can say that if it's big enough, then it's considered separate from the liquid and it's not a problem. Meatballs in sauce. Also, pickles in pickle juice. Now, we were discussing, she's not here right now, but I think we were discussing the pickles and the pickle juice. Ms. Lieberman is not here, but you know, it depends what type of pickles and pickle juice. You know, if you have those flounder pickles, those pickles are huge, and there's hardly any juice in there. And that, for sure, I would think, is not considered borer. You know, those Israeli pickles, you know, that they sell in those cans, quite possibly also that's not considered borer. If you want to get rid of the juice, you know, that could be, that's not a problem. You know, we're discussing the corn salad recipe. You want to pour out, you have the pour out the juice. Okay, so over there you want the juice, so that's taking the good from the bad. If you're doing it for immediate use, then that's not a problem. can't do it with the can, the top, but it could be anyways that's not considered a mixture. You have to know how big, you know, you may have to get involved in how big exactly those pickles are. Large pieces of fruit in a fruit soup, lemon in a slice of lemon in tea. These are all cases where, you know, it may not be quite possibly, it's not considered a mixture.
So back to the pickles, just for example. So because the others you all, it's a salad you don't want. Here it's the liquid you don't want.
Well, it depends if you want the liquid or not. Right. The corn salad recipe we were talking about is where you do want the liquid. Okay. You
no,
do want the liquid.
Yeah, but if you don't want the pickles, you have a big jar of pickles, there's too much juice.
And you don't want the juice, right?
So you could dump out the juice?
So if you are confident that the pickles are small, are big enough that it's not considered a mixture, then yeah, you could dump out the juice. It's even though you're getting the psolas from the ochel, then that would be allowed. Again, you know, I can't promise you how big the pickles are able to be. Those Israeli pickles, you know, especially it's called pickle juice. You know, that the soda cap in the soda, like we said before, the soda cap doesn't belong there. It's not supposed to be there, even though it's a soda cap and it's a cup of soda, but they don't belong together. The pickles and the pickle juice, quite possibly, even though one's a solid, one's a liquid, you know, that's pickle juice. That I could definitely hear that's considered a mixture. The Flounce pickles that are very big, you know, even though the juice around it is called pickle juice, but you know that could see that's considered separate. Those Israeli pickles, you know, I can't say for sure.
The big Costco jars.
Those big Costco jars. Again, the size of the jar is not the issue. The question is, the pickles are huge. Okay, so then it could be, you know, then I would imagine that would not be a problem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says as well. Let's say you have a pear and you want to get rid of the stem. Let's say you're giving it for a child and you don't want them to have the stem. Chas v'shalom, something could happen. So you pick out the stem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, by a pear or an apple, he says that's not a problem. Because that's not considered, it's considered two distinct items, even though it's psolas, right? You don't want the stem. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that's two distinct items, and therefore that's separate from each other, and that's not considered a mixture. But he says, but by a strawberry, then that's not allowed. The strawberry, the top is, you know, it's more embedded into the strawberry that's in it. He says that would not be allowed. Another example. Now this, I was talking with your husband. I was hoping you were going to come today because, your husband, welcome back. So I was talking with your husband one time a couple months ago, the Gura had a kumzitz on Matzah Shabbos. So your husband asked me a question. He said, you ate by the kranzes and you had, or they ate by you, I don't remember, and you had a plate. And there was a plate of food, and on one half of the plate was little chicken pieces. And you remember this? And the other half of the plate was, I think, Franks of blankets or little hot dog pieces. So there are two separate sides of the plate, and not all of it was finished. So they wanted to put it back after the meal. They wanted to separate it, the chicken pieces in its container and the hot dog pieces in its container. Now, that is not for immediate use. That's for later. Maybe you'll have it on Sunday for leftovers, but that's for later use. So that is considered borer if it's a mixture. So is that considered a mixture? Two sides of the plate. So I told him, I don't think that's a mixture. I mean, it's two sides of the plate. I mean, even though the chicken pieces and the hot dog pieces are small, but I don't think that's considered a mixture. It's on two sides of the plate. So we said, you know what, Rabbi Sachs is right here. He was also at the Kumsitz. So we went over to Rabbi Sachs and said, you know, would that be considered a mixture? He said, yeah, he thinks that would be considered a mixture.
Yeah.
Now, I was very surprised. But it's not like he said, yeah, for sure. He said, you shouldn't put it away. So I don't know, it was already Matzah Shabbos. I don't know what you had already done. But he said he would consider, he says, if they're close to each other, you know, especially if they were touching in the beginning, you know, I don't know if they're touching in the beginning and they're not touching anymore because whoever took the food, it was the ones that were touching each other, they're not touching anymore. Meaning, it's not just so simple, it's not so clear to say, oh yeah, I could see this, I could see that. That's not a mixture. You have to be careful. You know, I would have thought that's not considered a mixture. Quite possibly it is considered a mixture. You have to do, you know, you take a census of all the paiskim, what exactly is considered a mixture. Like I said before, it's not 100% clear what is considered a mixture.
Putting it away is not immediate use?
No, if you're putting it away for Sunday, that's not for immediate use.
But you're putting away food, you don't leave food out.
For hachana issues, if you're afraid it's going to spoil, if you don't put it in the refrigerator, so hachana issues, then we say that's not considered hachana for after Shabbos because you don't want it to spoil now. But as far as borer is concerned, that's considered selecting for or sorting for a later time. Sorting for a later time. Okay, you could say Eitzah, so you could, that's not an issue. The question is, are they allowed to, you know, do, are they allowed to separate it? Yeah.
Is that because there were small pieces, or even if, let's say, you had half the plate was potato kugel and half the plate was
another kind of kugel. Is that the same?
Possibly it would make a difference. Quite possibly it would make a difference. If you have a plate of, you know, apples and oranges on two sides, could be over there, then it'll be more of a chance that it's not considered a mixture. Yeah, you know, you have to know. Quite possibly it was only because of the fact that it was small pieces of hot dogs and small pieces of chicken. Yeah, definitely.
So how about cold cuts? Somebody asked, like, when you put out a platter?
Oh, okay, so cold cuts are one on top of another. Let's get to cold when we discuss stack.
Let's say there's
just like turkey, pastrami.
It'll be the same as this idea. Yeah. I would have thought maybe not, but perhaps there will be some place going to tell you not. Cold cuts. Let's say you come to Kiddush and there's trays of cookies. Come to whether it's in the house or in a shul, and there's trays of cookies. The different types of cookies, one from another. So let's say they're considered two different minim. We'll discuss that shortly. So let's get considered two different types. So you want to take, of course, you're taking the good from the bad. You want to take it to eat. So that's fine, because even if it is considered a mixture, but you're taking the good from the bad, you're taking it with your hands, and you're taking it for immediate use. But let's say you promised your kids that you'll bring them something home from the kiddush. So you take the good from the bad, the cookie that your child really wants, but it's for later. You're not going to give it to them until Shabbos party in the afternoon. So if that was a mixture, if those cookies are considered a mixture, so then that's not allowed. And the same idea, if the cookies lined up nicely one to another, Rabbi Sacks would say over there also, that will be considered a mixture. And I've said a number of times, it's just because Rabbi Sacks is my access, you know, to my Nerav that I asked the Shilas to, would every Pesach agree to that? Maybe not. I'm not telling you it's usur. I'm telling you that it's not so simple. And quite possibly, if it's for La'achar Zman, then if it's a mixture, that would not be considered allowed.
What if you were
to close your eyes? Oh, so right when you got home,
what's the window of time?
Quite, when we get to the halachos of miyad, what is considered exact immediate, we'll have to get to that more. If you're taking it straight home and you're going to give it to them right away, I would imagine that's not a problem.
If you have the can of corn and you need the juice for, let's say, the dressing,
right,
the recipe, and you need the corn also, you need both of them. So
right,
taking the juice off.
So then that's a be like we said before, taking good from good. So if it's for immediate use, it's okay. If it's for later on in that meal, you know, perhaps it's a machlokas. If it's before the meal, in the meal preparation times, we'll see. There's more of a leniency what's considered miyad. Then also, that'll be the same idea.
Can open
is, we discussed that in the halachas of Korea.
Can I ask you one thing?
Very quickly. We got to move on. Yeah. Yeah.
If I always thought that if you have like silverware that you wash,
we're going to get to silverware separately. Yeah.
Comes into your hand, you could just like put away. You're not sorting. Just whatever, like, you take from the pile of what you
if you take from the pile of the mixture of dry dishes or within the table,
right,
and in your hands is forks and spoons as knives, then you can't sort them. That's bora.
No.
One fork.
So whatever comes, I don't care what comes into my hand. Whatever comes in, I'll put in the drawer.
You put them in the drawer, separate in their spots. No, that you can't do. If you're putting it back in the drawer, the spoons by the spoons, the forks by the forks, we're going to get to this separately.
No, but
then
it's taking at random.
Taking at random is irrelevant. When you put it into the drawer, into the spoon drawer, the spoon section, and the fork section, the knife section, that is boreh. And it's for la'achar zman. You're putting it in the drawer for later. That's considered separating. It's sorting, but it's for la'achar zman. It's for later time. And then that's not allowed. Spread them out. We'll get to spreading out.
So
yeah.
Soup, like chicken soup. If you have two different big pieces, you know, a big piece of carrot, a big piece of zucchini, is that like picking between those? Is that boring?
You have in your bowl of soup? In a pot of soup? Well, you let's say she doesn't want the zucchini. You don't
want to put it back. Some kids like this.
So then if every kid wants something, so then again, you just have to plug in each example. If you have one child that wants the carrot, one child that wants the zucchini, so then you could, if it's for immediate use for sure, you're allowed to give this one to this one and this one to that one, even if it's small, that it's considered a bora. Yeah, that's considered good. You're taking the good and you're taking it with a ladle, which is considered your hands, in this situation at least, and you're doing it for immediate use. Yeah.
I think you're saying in the chicken soup, in your plate, you have a carrot and zucchini, and you don't want the zucchini.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. So Zaman's going to talk about that.
Like
you already did, but we're going to talk about
it.
Last question, and then we got to move on.
With the cookie thing, let's say you were bringing it to somebody, you know, that you're walking to. If you just took a random cookie, that's okay, or because you wanted that cookie?
If you want that cookie, so that's taking the good from the bad, but it has to be for immediate use. No, but it has to. If it's considered sorting, even if it's the good cookie, and surely if it's just random, it still has to be for immediate use.
You said it might be okay.
Right. If you're going straight home, you're going straight to the guest's house, and you're bringing it to them, I'd imagine that's considered immediate use. We'll get more into immediate use, but as long as it's not for later on in the afternoon. Yeah.
Like different types of chocolates, like Connecticut.
kiddush on a tray and you want one, but you're going to eat it when you get home?
So let's wait. That's a perfect question. We're going to discuss two different minim. You have to have two different types. We're going to get to what is considered two different types. Two different types of chocolate, two different types of cookies. Let's see. That's a very good question. Many times we have a mixture that it's not big pieces, but they're all equal amount of pieces. If you have a mixture of, we were talking about chess pieces or stratego pieces, so the mixture of red and blue, a mixture of black and white, so then you want to separate the pieces. That is definitely a mixture, and that is definitely sorting. So if you're sorting it, that's okay if you're playing the game now. Then you open up the board, and you open up the game, and all the pieces are mixed together. But you want to play the game now. So you're allowed to sort the red pieces and the blue pieces, or the white pieces and the black pieces, because you're sorting it. They're taking the good from the bad, because you want the blue pieces here, the red pieces on that side. It's for immediate use because you're playing the game now, and obviously you're doing it with your hands. Cleaning up, you're not allowed to do. If it's in a mixture, so you're putting away, you want to put away back separately the red pieces here, the blue pieces there, the black and white, that is for a later use. So that is not allowed on Shabbos. The cleaning up is considered, you're cleaning it up for later, whether you're cleaning up for leftover Sunday night, you're cleaning up for after Shabbos, but you're not going to be playing again right now, even if you're playing again later this Shabbos afternoon. It's not for right now, it's considered later, and then that is not allowed. A few weeks ago, I was playing chess with my son on Shabbos. It was on Yontif, on Pesach, and all the black pieces and the white pieces were all mixed together after, towards the end of the game. And I wanted to put it back in the box. There was a section for the white pieces, section for the black pieces. And I wasn't going to separate them because I knew we were just cleaning up. And I wasn't sure. So I tell my son, he's only 9 years old. And right away, my son said, oh, we can't split them up, right? It's borer. So, if you get your family used to it, then they'll know what's considered borer, what's not considered borer. When you're cleaning up for later, that is considered not for immediate use. No, I'll... I'm going to hold off on questions, okay? Apologize. 10 o'clock, don't run away. Laundry in a pile. So you didn't get a chance Friday afternoon. You have a laundry basket of all clean laundry in the hallway, and you didn't get a chance to put it away in all the drawers. So now, Friday night, you have some extra time, and you want to put them away in the drawers. So it's a mixture of socks or whatever garments you have in the laundry basket. You're putting it away in the drawers. That is for later use. Even more than that, let's say it's already in your drawer, and there's a mixture of all different types of socks in your drawer or in your kid's drawer, and you want to take out the socks that you do need, but you want to do it for tomorrow morning. Shabbos morning, your son's going to wake up. You don't want to have to get out of bed so early. When your son wakes up, this way he could get dressed by himself, and he could go to shul, right? So he's already asleep. You go into his drawer, whether he is or not, and you open up his drawer. You take out the socks that you do want, that you want your son to wear. So that's the good from the bad. And you're taking it with your hands, you're still not allowed to if it's for tomorrow morning. That's not immediate use. So you want to prepare, let's say the night before, there's a mixture of jewelry, and you have specific jewelry that you want to wear for Shabbos as opposed to weekday, and Friday night, you want to take out the jewelry Friday night for what you want to wear Shabbos morning. So that is not allowed. If it's for right now, then it's allowed. You're taking the good from the bad, you're taking it with your hands, and you're doing it for immediate use. But if it's for tomorrow morning, then, or you want to take it out Shabbos morning for your afternoon walk, you want to wear a specific thing because you're going to go visit someone, so that's later on for the afternoon, then that's for later use, then that is not allowed. Okay, so that's what we're going to discuss. That's what we're going to discuss now. And that's similar to her question with the chocolates. So we said that it has to be a mixture of two different types. So the past few minutes, we've been discussing what's considered a mixture. Big pieces, small pieces. Now let's discuss what's considered two different types. The rule is that if it's one min, if it's all one type, then that's not considered borer. So now, if it's two very different things, so then that's easy to tell that that's considered two types. You have bones in fish, bones in chicken, obviously that's considered two minim, two different species. A cooked apple and a baked apple, that is also, even though they're both apples, but that's considered different. They were made differently. There's cooked, one was cooked, one was baked. Boiled chicken and roasted chicken. And also there's different types. There's honey mustard and there's barbecue and there's breadcrumbs. There's different types. Those are now, even though they're all chicken, those are now considered different types of chicken. I don't like barbecue chicken. I only like this type of sauce, this type of dressing. I have two salads and okay, I don't know, two salads are not going to be mixed anyway. But so if you have those two types of chickens that are mixed on a plate, and then you realize that, my guests, they don't like this type of chicken, so I want to remove the chicken, the other type of chicken, that is considered taking the bad from the good, because those chickens are different than each other. As far as tops and bottoms, that's a machlokas. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that that's considered two different types of chickens, even the same chicken, the same sauce. But there are some people that will only eat bottoms. My brother is like that. That will only eat bottoms, and they do taste a little bit different. The tops are much drier, I believe. And so Reb Shlomo Zalman says that that's considered borer. You take in the you put a top on the plate, and you only wanted to serve the bottoms. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that's considered borer. Rabbi Yashiv says that's not considered borer. Of another cooler from Rabbi Yashiv, perhaps, if you want to be rely on that, that's not considered borer, because that's all one min, then, you know, quite possibly, you know, you could rely on that. Size. Sometimes size makes a difference. Sometimes size does not make a difference. If you have, you're serving a plate of cookies for dessert, and some of the cookies, you know, were very small. Some of them, you know, that's the way it comes out. You know, home-baked cookies, some of them came out small, some came out big. Or you cut up kugel into pieces for your guests, and some came out big, some came out small. So it's a little embarrassing. You don't want to serve, like, small pieces of kugel to your guests. You only want to serve the big pieces. You want to take the small pieces off of the plate. So then the place can say that's not a problem, because it's all potato cooked. Okay, so you don't want the small pieces there because, you know, you want to be a good hostess and you want to serve the big pieces. That's all considered one min. A small piece of kugel, a big piece of kugel, even the big piece of cocoa could be cut up into smaller if you really wanted. That we say that that's not considered different. They're both ochel. They're both considered good. I'm allowed to want one good and not one good. We have to define exactly what's considered. I want. Sometimes I want something now, but I don't want to serve this type of ochel. Even though it would be considered ochel, but just because I don't want it doesn't automatically make it considered two different minim. It could, if it's two different minim, perhaps it could turn it into a psolas. But it doesn't necessarily. That's what we need to clarify based on the paiskim. What is considered one min, one type, and what's considered two types? The fact that I don't want it right now doesn't necessarily make it into two different types of food. We say that that's considered all one type. Sometimes size does make a difference. If you have two types of spoons, one's a tablespoon, one's a teaspoon, that serves two different functions. The paiskim can tell us that that is considered borer. If you have a mixture of tablespoons and teaspoons, then you can't sort them into different parts of your drawer, because that's considered a mixture. It's definitely yelling in your hand, you're holding a mixture of spoons, and they're considered two different types. Forks also, you have the forks for, you know, the dessert or the gefilte fish, and then you have the bigger forks for the main course. Different types of knives, even though they're all knives, but there's different types of knives. There's the sharp knives that you use for cutting, you know, vegetables, and then there's the regular table knives. Sizes of plates, sizes of bowls. Also, the place can say milchiks and fleishiks. They're both the same size forks, but if one's milchik a fork, and you realize, oh, your milchik a fork is all mixed in with the fleishik a forks, so that's psalus. I don't want that there. That we say that's considered two different minim, even though they look the same. Size could also make a difference. You have regular tomatoes and grape tomatoes. So the fact that one's big, one's small over there makes a big difference, because they're totally different types of tomatoes. Okay, the different types of cookies. So another example, like you come to a kiddush, like we said before, and you have different types of cookies. Even though, let's say, they're the same size of cookies, but if they're different types of cookies, there's the chocolate chip cookies, and there's other types of cookies. You have slices of cake. There's the marble cake, and there's the sponge cake. That is considered two different types. Now, as far as your question, as far as chocolates, that, you know, I'm not sure. If you have chocolate with, you know, a coconut filling, and you have a different type of chocolate with, you know, the cherry filling,
Viennese different.
Yeah, I would imagine a Viennese crunch with a different type of chocolate. I would imagine that's considered two different types. I would think for sure. If you have two types of chocolates and they're different, yeah, I would imagine. I could think also, if the same way you have a marble cake and a sponge cake that's different than each other, even though they're both cake, I'd imagine a chocolate that's different. And sometimes you don't always know what's inside. But the fact that it's like one's in the shape of a heart and one's in the shape of a circle, that doesn't make a difference. But if you know what's inside, you know, that's different. You have chocolate covered almonds and chocolate covered raisins, and chocolate covered peanuts.
They look
so
different.
So that you could tell the rest. I would think for sure that that's considered, you know, also two different minimum.
So
So you can only take the Viennese crunch if you're going to eat it right away when you come home. You can't save
it. Or you're either right there, right? If you're taking it for later, you want to save this Viennese crunch. If you consider that a mixture, you have to know. If it's sometimes it's mamish in a mixture, then you can't take that out for later use. Exactly. You can't take that out for later use. Kol katz. So you're talking about the case of kol katz. I don't know if I'm going to cover what you want to know. The Paiskim say that all different types of kol katz are considered two different minim. They're considered two different types. If you have slices of turkey and salami and bologna and corned beef and pastrami and you only want the turkey because that's the healthy one, so then fine. That's the one you want. So that's the good from the bad. That's fine. But if you're doing it for later use, so then that's also, that'll be not allowed. If you're taking out the bad, the one that you don't want, we say that that's considered two different minim. Another determining factor in making something two different things or not is the quality of the item. The quality of the item. I mean, let's say I serve, let's keep our example of the chocolate chip cookies. I serve the chocolate chip cookies to the guest, and then I realize that one of these cookies is totally burnt. So if it's totally burnt, then that makes it psolas. They could be the same size, they could be the same flavor cookie, everything's the same, but if one of them is totally burnt, so then that makes it, that makes it two different things, and for sure makes it a psolas, that makes it two different minim. If you have a cluster of grapes, and you serve a cluster of grapes, or you take it for yourself, and you notice that a couple of the grapes on the cluster is totally squashed. And it's totally squashed, and it's ruined, and there's no way you're going to eat it, so you don't want to take it, to where your book is waiting for you on the couch. You don't want to take it over there. You're in the kitchen now, and you want to throw it in the garbage. So you take off those crushed grapes. That's borer. Even that's considered a mixture. You have a cluster of grapes. It's all mixed one with another. Even if you could identify each one separately, but that's considered a mixture. You're taking out the bad from the good because some of those grapes were considered crushed. Now, if one of them is just a little bit burnt or a little bit crushed or a little bit smushy, it's a little bit, so then that doesn't make it into two different minim. That doesn't make it into two different types, two different species. How spoiled exactly does it have to be? How crushed? How burnt? Again, I can't answer you exactly, but something that's considered, really bad, so then we say that's already considered two different minim, and then if you're only able to eat it, ideat chak, only like if you really, if you're forced, if you're really, really hungry, so you'll eat the burnt cookie, if you have merely no choice, so then we say that that's considered something separate. I mean, it doesn't have to be totally not edible to be considered a different min. If it's only eaten because, you're forced to, so then we say that's considered two different minim. Okay, matzah is a big machlokas. So let's say you have, you open a box of matzah. You want lech mishnah for shalosh shudis. You have a box of matzah, and you see there's some matzahs over there that are broken. So, to take out the bad matzah, to take out the broken matzah. Now, I only want whole matzah, right? I once bought a box of matzah from the makolet in Eretz Yisrael. I came home; they were all broken. So I went back to them. I said, "Listen, I'm sure the matzah is delicious, but as far as what I need matzah for, I need them to be shalem. I need them to be whole. I have no use for matzah unless, for lech mishnah, for shalosh shudis. So the question is a broken matzah considered something a different min than the whole matzah? Meaning, let's say I want to take out the broken matzah because, I can't throw it out because it's bal tashchis. So let's say I just want to remove the broken matzahs because I don't want those broken matzahs because I want only the whole matzahs because I want them for lech mishnah. Or I want to take out the good matzahs for shalosh shudis, which is going to be in a few hours. So that's for la'achar zman. So is that considered two different types? Is that the broken matzah and the whole matzah? So I saw some people say that that's considered two different minim. Because as far as lech mishnah is concerned, there's a tremendous difference between a whole matzah and a broken matzah. A cookie that's broken and not broken is no difference really. Maybe to my kids, they only want a whole one. But really, there's no difference between a broken matzah, a broken cookie, and a whole cookie. A matzah, perhaps, that can make a big difference between a broken matzah and a non-broken matzah. And so other people say that no, that that's all considered one thing because you really don't have to have lech mishnah. It's something nice to have lech mishnah. A machlokas, I would imagine, over here also you should try to be strict. I don't want to make it sound like you don't have to need lech mishnah. You're supposed to have lech mishnah. You're supposed to have shalosh shudis. You're supposed to wash for shalosh shudis. Men, women, that's klar. And I just taught that last week in the Beis Yaakov, and already some parents are coming over to me and saying, whoa, where do you get that you have to wash for shalosh shudis? And it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to wash for shalosh shudis. What? I get attacked by husbands, fathers, mothers. I get by kids. I get attacked. I get all over. But as long as I'm backed up with the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, I have no problem.
Does that mean you can't go through the box too? Like if you open up the matzah box?
So that's a very good question. We we're not going to get to it today, if you have something that's stacked. So the question is this considered stacked or is this considered a taruvus? We're going to get to stacked of coats and stacked of shirts on the hangers. I think we were talking about that at one point. Over here, if you're taking the good matzah for later use, then even if you just tightly stacked, then we say that's not allowed. If you want to, right now, for sure, you could take the good one. If you take the good one, then anyways, you're doing it with your hands, you're taking the good from the bad, even if it is considered two different things, you're taking the, and it's for right away, then we say, that's why the example I gave, you take the good one, you know, for later, shalosh shuddos, this one, when I come home, it'll be ready for me. So then you have to know, is that considered two different things? Let's just finish this section.
Are we going to get more into voice?
In regards to what? As far as okay, if you're in the last minute, we could talk more about toys. Well, you have a question about toys specifically?
Yeah. Like my every Shabbos, right? My entire basement is covered with paint, Lego.
Okay.
Right.
So.
And everyone cleans up.
Everyone cleans up. Okay.
So, no, I'm saying it's just something that comes up every week. That's
okay. So the halacha is the following.
So
you come into your playroom, your basement,
say,
then.
Guys, it's time to clean up, and I leave the room.
Okay.
I don't say. And don't do
Bora. Right, okay, fine. So, okay. It, the halacha is, wait, before we get to the details of Bora in this situation, the halacha is that if you can't tell your kids to do an Avera, wait a second, I didn't finish my sentence, you can't tell your kids to do an Avera, and if it's something that is automatic to do Bora, to do an Avera the way I didn't tell them to do it, but I told them to get the lights on somehow. I didn't tell them, you know, to turn on the lights, you know, make sure it's light in the room, you know, and it's night outside. So, if that's the same as telling them to do Bora.
No,
wait a second, but let's discuss if this is Bora or not.
Right, so like,
that,
I described it to you.
Okay.
Say like a section of the basement has Lego, a section has Playmobil, a section has like doll clothing, and I'll say girls clean up the girls' things and boys clean up the boys' things.
Okay.
Is it like Bora?
So the halacha is the following.
Yeah.
If you come, I think we gave this example when we were discussing Bora. You come into your basement and you say, wow, this place, what a shlamazel, this place is a mess. So yes, it is a mess and you can't really find where to walk and things like that, but if you think about it, if you have Lego pieces mixed with other pieces, it's not necessarily a mixture. I mean, it's a big floor. I was in your basement. It's a, you know, a nice size basement. And it's not necessarily considered a mixture. If someone would, any parent would say, oh, this place is a mess. You know, this is, you guys have to clean up. This is not considered an orderly fashion. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a mixture. Again, it has to be a mixture that they're mixed up one with another. If you have a box of chess pieces or strategic pieces, so that's a mixture. If you have things all over the floor, quite possibly that's not a mixture. Even though there's Lego pieces all over the floor, and even though there's other pieces all over the floor, and there's these type of pieces, and then they're sorting it for later use, very possible that that's not considered a mixture. But if you have one specific dump...
It's a mixture.
What?
How should I decide
if
it's a mixture?
It's very... It's not easy. If you have... Chances are you have some parts of your basement that I would look at that and I would think that's not considered a mixture, but it, in this particular corner of the basement, then there is a mixture.
Like spread out, like what you said, we're going to talk about like silverware that's like spread out. Like
so, okay, so if it's something that is spread out, then it's not a mixture. One way out of Bora, which we're going to discuss at a later point, is to go spread it out. Now, you had asked me at that point, not so simple to do that. We have to get into that more. It's another machlokas, you know, motion, Rabbi
Yashiv. These toys, let's say you have a Playmobil guy, like a little Playmobil entry in the Lego bucket.
Right. So now, like, is that considered big amongst small?
I don't know.
You have to.
You want the Playmobil Menchi. You want the
necessarily.
No, but it's for later. She's cleaning up for later. She's cleaning it up for later. If it's cleaner. If you want the Playmobil guy now, so fine. Then that's for right now.
But can I just jump out? Okay.
If it's big pieces amongst little Lego pieces, there's different size Lego pieces. If it's the little Lego pieces and you have a Playmobil guy. Could be that's big among small, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Lego with the Playmobil?
I'm sorry?
Can I take out a handful of Lego with the Playmobil so that I'm able to put everything away?
Then you're not. That's similar to what we were talking about before the soup.
Right?
Then you cannot do that.
No, things together. I'm taking a mixture of them.
And then do what with it? Oh, and then throw them on the floor?
Yeah, so that I can clean up the... So just so that...
Let's say yes. Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv say you could do it. Yeah, yeah. And Rav Shmuel Zalman maybe not. But
son says, "Oh look, Ma, there's a car in the Lego box. Should I take it out? What should I say?"
If it's a small car, that you shouldn't do. If it's a small car amongst the Lego box, there's no reason. I think that's considered a mixture. That's for later use. If it's amongst the floor, you know, I would think you could have what to rely on. That, you know, perhaps that's not considered. That's not considered a mixture. But you have one toy that fell into a box of other Legos that I wouldn't tell him to do it. If he does it, you know, quite possibly you don't have to stop him. You know,
but
it depends which son.
They're allowed to clean up, that means.
I didn't say that. I said it depends. I said it depends what type, how exactly the toys are on the floor.
If each kid gets a job. And
right.
It's like
that exactly. You do Lego, you do
no, but I understand. If there's a mixture of this, two or three types of toys on the floor, even if my job is just the Lego, so I'm taking the good from the bad, because even if you consider that good from the bad, but I'm taking what I need to clean up, but then it's for later use. It's for later use. You just dump it all in
Just tell them to play with their item for a few minutes.
Okay, of course, that's the best, but we're talking about that doesn't always work. At least in my house, does such a thing wouldn't work. It doesn't always work like that. You know, it's already a mess. So the question is, you know, what do you do? To go ahead and divide them, quite possibly, is a problem. It depends how mixed they are on the floor. But again, just because you come in and say, oh, it's such a mess, that doesn't necessarily mean it's mixed. But quite possibly that, you know, it's in one section, it is considered mixed. You know, it's very possible that's considered mixed. And then they should not go divide each and
every.
You could spread it out more. If you spread it out more. If your kids could do that, you could spread it out more and then do it. So fine, that's for sure a way out. We're going to get to those details as far as spreading out more, as far as silverware and toys like that. But Bez Hashem will continue Borer next time.
You said you were going to take things from last time.